listening. You're nothing.
Thomas here. This is Whiskey 4, Bravo Foxtrot Alpha. Name here is Pat.
Well, Pat, I'm practicing my ham radio social distancing.
You're holding the microphone further away from your mouth than usual?
It's on the other side of the room, 10 feet away, and it has a constant spray of alcohol blowing on it.
Hand sanitizer alcohol and not illegal moonshine.
Oh, it's moonshine.
It's a photograph. It looks like Popcorn Sutton. I don't know whether you know who he was. Anyway, and they're at a still, and the meme caption says, "No, we're not making moonshine. We're making hand sanitizer."
Yeah, I've seen that, and yeah, I know who Popcorn is. Matter of fact, I actually met Popcorn a few times, and a long story, but yeah, I know him very well, actually, before his untimely demise. But yeah, I'll tell you one day if I ever meet you in person. But yeah, Popcorn Sutton is an icon in my eyes.
He was that. He certainly waved the red flag in front of the BATFAE, and that's why he got busted the last time he got busted. But anyway, I never met him myself, but I know at least one person who knew him very well, and he said Popcorn Sutton did not make good liquor.
I don't know about that. I installed a ringer on his telephone for him when I first met him, and he gave me a little bit of his bottle of water, let's just say that, after he thoroughly quizzed me on being a revenuer. It's kind of funny. And then I met him a few other times, and he autographed his book for me, gave me a copy of that, and I met him a few times. But I don't know what really good moonshine or bad moonshine is. All moonshine's pretty strong to me, so I wouldn't say that it was bad or good. I would say it did the job.
Personally, I have to admit, let me come clean here. I never tasted any of his product, so I can't personally vouch for it one way or another. Now, I've had moonshine corn liquor that was made by somebody who knew what they were doing, and it was pretty good. It was very smooth. The interesting thing was it had this little bit of corn aftertaste. I didn't recognize it, and I said, why has this taste got this aftertaste? And they, oh, that's the corn.
His had that, and I'm trying to think of the name of the guy on the show, Moonshiners. His product is Climax, and I forget his name. He's gone legal. But I've had his stuff before he was legal and after he became legal, and to tell you the truth, I didn't really care for it before nor after. It does not have a flavor that I find appealing, but I've had a few other illegals that have been around the area here, and they call it apple pie, and the honey liquor that's made is actually really good.
Ago, it's been 30 years ago at least. I lived in Winston-Salem, and one of the guys in my neighborhood was active in politics, and he knew Phil Haynes of Haynes Hosiery. And Phil Haynes, because he had a full-on chemical department in his factory, he maintained a keg of moonshine in his basement, and he would buy it and then have his chemist test it to make sure, you know, there wasn't any ugly things in it. And he fed it, he, you know, he poured it for special guests, which my acquaintance was one, and I found that very interesting. But he apparently, Haynes thought it was way better than anything you could buy with a tax stamp on it.
I wouldn't be surprised, to tell you the truth. I would not be surprised at all. I used to, and I don't anymore, and I actually often thought about, there's a guy out on the other side of North Carolina that builds small stills, 1, 2, and 5 gallon, they're legal stills. I often thought about buying one, because they're actually very, they're kind of cool just to see, but I thought about buying one just to dip my hand in making a little bit of my own liquor, just for the heck of it, just as a hobby type thing, not to start selling it. But I used to do a lot of home brewing beer, and I got pretty good at making beer. Of course, I haven't done it in a long time, but I got pretty good at making beer. I figured out a recipe I could copy, a Killian's Red, and it was good. I mean, but now about two of them, and it was very strong. We'll just say that.
Contact. Yes, gentlemen, I was sitting here and listening to your conversation. This is N4DIZ, name's Joe, and I just wanted to, don't get suckered in, there's no such a thing as a legal liquor steal, and it is still a federal offense to manufacture one drop of illegal whiskey. Over.
Not Ray, but I'll take your word on it.
Actually, this is W4BSA. He's right. You can make up to 200 gallons of beer and or wine or a combination of the two. But distilled spirits, which is the cutoff thing, you cannot manufacture any percentage, any volume of distilled spirits unless you pay a federal tax. Now, what your state law says is a separate deal. The U.S. government is only interested in collecting a tax based on the amount of alcohol in your product. This, I think, is by volume, but it might be by something other measure. But, yes, the distilled spirits, unfortunately, now, that's not to say people don't make their own distilled spirits for personal use, but legally speaking, can't do it.
I was under the impression you could make, I don't remember if it was 5 gallons or 1 gallon for personal consumption, but in any event, I wouldn't mind having a old-style copper still just to put here in the shack and look at it, because they're pretty cool. But the guy wants about, I don't know, $1,000 to build one of these. It is supposed to be fully functional, but I'll have to look into that a little more. I don't want to be doing no, I don't want the feds coming and tossing me in the ooze gow.
PWA? I hate to tell you this, but 5 gallons for personal consumption of any distilled spirit is legal. The moment that you sell it, you're in deep.
I disagree with that. It's illegal to manufacture a whiskey. One thing is you got to have a registered steel, and you can't buy them unless you have a federal alcohol license. And I made whiskey a lot of years, so I do believe I know what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm from Kentucky. Eastern Kentucky used to be the capital of moonshine in the whole country just about. And like I said, on the federal level, 5 gallon or less on personal consumption, legal.
Somebody go get you still make 5 gallons and then call the revenue and see what he says.
Well, 1,000 gallons versus 5 gallons now. I just Googled it, bonjour, to see what it says. Well, I'm reading. Give me a minute.
W4 Bravo Foxtrot Alpha. I was looking into making wine here at bunker, and I had quite a few vines planted and so forth and so on. That didn't work out, but I went through all of the licensing laws before, I'm going to say about 5 or 6 years ago. South Carolina, the state of South Carolina, charged $10,000 every 3 years for you to make distilled spirits. And one of our intrepid entrepreneurs down on the coast, who makes Firefly Vodka, you probably have heard of that, he petitioned the state of South Carolina to reduce that, which they ended up reducing it from $10,000 to $1,000 every 3 years. And they moved their vodka production from Florida to South Carolina, which, of course, employs some folks. And that's how I'm familiar with, what it takes to kind of... And the federal is separate from the state. But all these new makers of distilled spirits around, they basically have flooded the market. I don't know that anybody who wanted to go into business now would do that well, since they have a lot of competition these days.
All right, so here's what I Google searched. Bonjour. No matter what you may have seen on the Discovery Channel, home distilling in the United States remains very much illegal. But why is that? Making beer and wine is legal? First of all, blah, 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 there's a thing that says why it's not legal, but it's perfectly legal to own a still, and you can even use it as long as you're not making alcohol. You can make essential oils without a permit, perfume, or distilled water. Making ethanol for fuel is also legal, but you need a permit. Making alcohol for drinking, however, is a whole different beast. According to the federal law, making beverage alcohol at home is illegal, plain and simple.
We've been a lawbreaker for a long time.
Well, I'm not sure I'd announce your call sign for the next 10 or 15 minutes, but I think the gentleman that popped in here a little bit ago may probably have a point. And I wasn't thinking I was going to build a still or buy a still and make thousands of gallons, but it'd be fun just to hobby it, for sure.
Well, there's stills online available for exactly that purpose all over the place. And I tell you what, they advertise them for that purpose. So, anyhow, either way, hey, K4 BWA.
Gentlemen, let me back out of here. 4DIZ, have a good afternoon.
Back behind your house and you were making a gallon or so and playing around, I don't think they're going to come barging in your backyard. Of course, if you're making hundreds of gallons and selling it, that might be a different story. So I may have to do a little bit of thinking before I spend $1,000 on a still. ND7J, not the brewing alcohol, but used to brew beer.
And as each little redneck sitting around a still, the caption says, we're making hand sanitizer.
We're at about 10 gallons at a time. I haven't made it in several years. I made a really superb, if I do pat myself on the back, apple wine. Was that Skytop Orchards up just on the north of the North Carolina line, and I bought about 13 gallons of their fresh squeezed apple juice. You know, it was cloudy, it had all the sediment and everything. And I brought it down here, and I made apple wine because I reinforced that with extra sugar. So I got the sugar, the alcohol level up to about 13%. And it was clear as a bell, and it tasted great. I used champagne yeast to make it, and it worked out really well.
Yeah, you guys all doubled and tripled there for a little bit, but I got the pen part about Skytop, which is very close to my house here. And well, beer and wine, that's a different, that's legal. I know that's legal for sure because I've done it. I've made beer, lots of it. I haven't done wine, but I've made a lot of beer. But I wouldn't mind taking my hand at running a little still to make a couple gallons of. I'd like to learn how to make a good honey whiskey, just for the heck of it. But if I do it, I won't be talking about it here. ND7J, and I don't know who's up next. Pass it around.
Hey, let me know when you do that, cause I'll drink all of you. But
ND4M Mobile. Oh yeah, we know you, Tom. Where you been?
And hamburger meat.
Hey, I'll tell you where you can get it. Oh, I bought a couple of. I spent about $100 at Fresh Market today. They had everything. I bought hamburger. I bought roasts. I bought. Let me see. I bought shrimp. I bought chicken. I bought. I bought a whole bunch of stuff. I didn't hoard or clear the place out. But I bought myself, like 5 meals, like I normally do. I went and did my usual Saturday shopping. So, but Fresh Market had ground sirloin and ground chuck.
I will step back and let you guys go back into your conversation. It's just we were riding down and listening to that, and LBO was sitting over just giggling. I went, I got to make a comment. So you guys have a great weekend. Look forward to seeing somebody when the quarantine's over. 73, anybody needs any help, give me a call. KZ4M.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, man.
My daughter-in-law sent me a funny. Has these two old mountain fellas sitting around a still, and the caption says, "No, hell no, officer, we're not making moonshine, we're making hand sanitizer."
That old guy sitting there is Popcorn Sutton, that you see in that picture. Very, very famous moonshiner up here in North Carolina, Tennessee. He is actually from Maggie Valley area and committed suicide, five, six, 7 years ago because he was actually going to get tossed in jail. The revenuers tried many, many times to toss him, and he never did end up going, did probation and what have you. But they were actually going to put him in jail. So he took his 1940, whatever it is, Ford, stuck a hose in the tailgate, brought it around to the window, and committed suicide. He said he'd never go to jail, and he didn't.
A passing of a generation that had backbone.
Passing of an icon. Let me pass it over. There's the other guy, the gentleman that was telling me about the illegal still. Are you still around? Another gentleman I was talking to about. I'll send it around to whoever wants to grab it. ND7J.
For Bravo Foxtrot Alpha. Yeah, like I say, I think I started making wine back in the early 70s when you could only buy, I think, red wine yeast and white wine yeast. And there wasn't much selection. Now, you've got a kind of overabundance of yeast choices, 40 or 50 different kinds. At least, maybe more, but you can make up to 200 gallons of wine and beer, or a combination of the two, and it is 100% legal, unless you decide to sell some of that 200 gallons, and projects you into a whole different category. But for personal consumption or family consumption, 200 gallons, that's quite a bit of wine. You'd have to really be hard-pressed to drink 200 gallons of wine in a year's time by yourself.
Yeah, well, we got some that can. I'm just kidding. Hey, anyway, on a different note, Steve, if you're still around, Jimmy caught me on the radio. I had a little conversation with him today. Sounds like he's trying to get on the right track with FT8 and what have you. So Gentlemen, I have to run into the kitchen. I am making some chicken for chicken burritos. Steve, KN4VM something. I always forget your call. VMW, I think. Go ahead and pick it up. I'll be back in a minute. ND70.
What time, Bob?
I'm in a suit, one of them quarantine suits, or not allowed to do dine-in anymore, but we can do carry-out if you call in advance.
Have a good evening, big guy. KN4VWA, I'm bugging out of here, too. I'm pulling in the driveway. Y'all have a good one, 73s. Say KN4VWA, clear.
This is W4BFA, sayonara to all of you that are ducking out, and I'll be sitting here monitoring, I suspect, trying to look at figure out how to use my new scanner, which is some of it is a mystery. What I want to do with it is I want to restrict what it's scanning more than it is restricted now, and I'll figure it out sooner or later.
Thanks for the great conversation.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that. W4BFA.